Ron Abramovich peers over the railing of a footbridge over the Boise River. The water's flowing so fast that it will make you dizzy if you stare too long. Abramovich is a hydrologist and a water supply specialist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Boise.
Picture what 7,000 CFAs moving down the river. It would be like 7,000 milk cartons lined up moving by this bridge every second.
The river has inched up higher, spilling over its banks in recent weeks. Sections of Boise's popular greenbelt remain underwater. Tuesday, the cities of Star and Eagle declared flooding emergencies. Still, Abramovich says the Boise River actually hit its highest peak during the last week in April. Temperatures climbed into the 90s, speeding up the snowmelt. That, coupled with 1 to 2 inches of rain, sent streams and rivers rising.
The Boise River at Twin Springs reached 12,500 CFS.
He says that's the second highest flow recorded on the river. That information comes from a stream gauge placed 100 years ago above Arrow Rock Dam. Gauges like the one at Twin Springs show that spring runoff times have changed over the years.
Last year, we got an extra month of winter and no spring and summer. But this year, we're a month ahead of schedule. And it's just a greater degree of climate variability is what we're seeing.
Abramovich says that variability makes it hard for water managers who have to regulate reservoir levels. Meanwhile, forecasters at the National Weather Service office in Boise have left a flood warning in place for the Boise River for 2 weeks now. That warning will stay in effect through the weekend. After that, Abramovich says it'll depend on the weather.
We won't exceed the peaks we just had unless Mother Nature gives us another curveball with hot weather or abundant rain.
Overall, he predicts Idaho will have enough water this year. But south of the Snake River, concerns are mounting. Reservoirs, including Owyhee, Salmon Falls, and Oakley, are relying on last year's water storage. And that means there could be less money in the bank, so to speak, for water needs next year and beyond. For KBSX News, I'm Sadie Babbitts.